Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and to validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about potential, the potential of a narcissist. How dating on potential can keep you in a toxic, can get you into a toxic relationship. And by waiting on potential can keep you in a toxic relationship. So going into a relationship based on potential can get you into that relationship on the potential of a person. It just absolutely can. Like, narcissistic people show you who they can be, not who they are. They show you their potential. Up front, they give you the potential energy. They're giving you every single thing. Most narcissistic people, if they're capable, are going to give you every single thing that you want to need, emotionally, financially, whatever. You know, they're going to do whatever it takes to get you, to woo you, to sweep you off of your feet. They're going to do that, male or female, you know what I mean, or non-binary people. Like, they're going to do whatever it takes to sweep you off. They're going to do whatever it takes. So they will absolutely flip you. Like, I tell people this all the time. If they're going fast enough to sweep you off of your feet, it's typically to flip you upside down and to drop you on top of your head, on top of your head. It just is. Like I said, if you see the potential in someone, like, that's what they do. They love bomb the bejesus out of you in the beginning of a relationship. Like, you just head over heels. You got the damn, the heart eyes. Like, you look like an emoji, like an apple emoji with the heart eyes. Like, you look like that. Like, you have shades on? Like, no, this is just my real heart eyes. I'm in love. I'm getting love bombed. So, ding, 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 ding. So, you look like that. So, in that type of situation right there, they love, I'm telling you, they give you all of this stuff. It's all potential. They're showing you who they can be. I can be the man of your dreams. I can be the woman of the dreams. I can be the person of your dreams. I can be that person. You know what I mean? They're showing you who they can be. And it's so quick. It's so fast. You're hitting so many relationship mile markers so quickly. And what I mean by relationship mile markers is that you're moving fast. You're married quick. You're engaged quick. You're living together quick. You got kids together quick. Y'all are doing too much stuff too quickly. Y'all are you got friends that have been in relationship 2 years. And y'all are further on along with your relationship in 3 months than they are in 2 years. You feel like it. Situationally, you know what I mean? If you list out the relationship dynamic, you feel like you're further along than your friends who have been together longer. Cause y'all moving so fast. Y'all living together. They just moved in together 2 months ago and they've been together 2 years. We moved in together 2 weeks in. So we're way ahead of you. Our love is stronger than yours. They got you. You got that damn heart eyes. I'm telling you, you look like an emoji. You know what I mean? Y'all walking around looking like emojis with heart eyes, but then you're going to end up with a broken heart. You know, I tell people, like, because eventually, that narcissist or that toxic person is going to get tired of doing that stuff that you want them to do. They just are. It's like a light switch. I tell this to people all the time. It's like a switch goes off and that person is different. They change up who they are. They change up what they do. They change up how they react. They change up all of this stuff for you, with you. They just absolutely do it. So if you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people, understand that, like, it's sooner or later is going the light, the candle is going to fizzle out. The light is going to go off. The power is going to go down. I'm just telling you, the ferocity and the velocity at the speed of the relationship is going to slow down. It might come to a damn dead halt when you get married or you get pregnant or they get you pregnant or you get pregnant by them. I'm just telling you, or you get them pregnant. I'm just telling you, once something like that happens, a big life changing event, skirt, light switch goes off. I'm just telling you, once they feel like they have you trapped or whatever, they become who they really are. But guess what? Once they show you who they really are, once they rage out on you the first time, once they hit you the first time, once they lie to you the first time, once they cheat on you the first time, once they steal from you the first time, believe them. That's who they are. It's not an error. They're showing you who they are. Believe them the first time. Maya Angelou said, I think it was Maya Angelou who said that when people show you who they are, who they really are, believe them the first time. Y'all don't believe them because I'm telling you, it's hard to see when you get the heart emojis in your eyes. You walk around looking like an emoji. You know what I mean? It's hard to see stuff clearly. Get the hearts out of your eyes and see stuff from a regular person's point of view. And because you see when they do this when they start doing this heinous stuff to you, when it starts becoming consistent, the bad things that they are doing to you, what you're going to do is you're going to dig deeply and go back into the old stuff. You're going to look back into the past, the potential. They showed you who they were, the potential of showing you who they can be. So many people get entrapped in these relationships because they show you who they can be, who they can be. They're showing you who they can be. Absolutely. This is me. I can be a great person for you. I can be the person of your dreams. I was the person of your dreams, but now I'm the nightmare. I'm the person you can't wake up from. I'm the nightmare now. I was the dream. Now I'm the nightmare. And so many people stay in this relationship all because of the potential. You're like, I know this person can be, they can treat me good because they used to do it. They treat me so good. We were so high. I just want to get back to the beginning. The narcissist doesn't want to get back to the beginning because the beginning requires a lot of effort and energy, emotional energy at that. Not just physical energy, emotional energy. And a lot of narcissistic people don't have enough emotional energy to go around. When they were love bombing you, they were probably neglecting something else in their life. When they were love bombing you, they might have been neglecting their kids. When they were love bombing you, they might have been neglecting their job. They have to take energy from elsewhere to hit you with it. They're taking emotional energy because narcissistic people have limited emotional capacity. I've said this in plenty of videos. So they're taking emotional energy from every other aspect of their life, balling into them a fireball or a Hadouken. If you don't know what Hadouken is, where Hadouken come from, they say Hadouken, and they hit you with the Hadouken. They hit you with that fireball of emotional energy from every other aspect of their life. But guess what? They get tired of hitting you with the fire and they start divvying it back out to every other part of their life like they were in the beginning. Before they met you, they were divvying it out here at work, some for the kids, some for school, some for home life, whatever they were doing, some for the pets. They were divvying it out. They were divvying out their, the emotional energy to so many other people. They were giving it here, giving it here, giving it here. But then once they met you, they took it from everybody else and started giving it to you. They start hyper focusing on you. Once they got you, they take it back from you. And you're consistently trying to get it back. You're trying to get it back. You just absolutely are. You're trying to empower yourself, get that love back. You're holding on to the potential. There's not potential anymore, y'all. There's kinetic energy. There's kinetic evaporated energy. It doesn't come back. You know what I mean? I know. The scientists or the chemists or the biologists or the science people are going to come out and say, well, Lee, technically you're wrong, Lee, because we got you, Lee. Energy can neither be created nor destroyed. So yeah, the energy, it has to go somewhere. Yep. So it didn't get destroyed. It's somewhere. Like, where's the energy? Where's the emotional energy you were talking about? It's spread everywhere else. Yeah, I know energy cannot be created nor destroyed. I get it. I understand that. So it has to go somewhere else. That energy that they're giving you is going elsewhere. That's why they come home and give it to the dog. They'll ignore you. They'll come home, ignore you, start loving and kissing on the dog. Start loving and kissing on the kids. Or if you're their kids, they will ignore you. Give it to the dog. Give it to the wife. Give it to their job. Give it to their friends. Give it somewhere else. They're applying their emotional energy elsewhere. That potential energy that they were giving you in the beginning, they're applying it elsewhere throughout their lives. That's why they can't focus on you anymore. They devalue you. They're taking in. And guess what now? They're taking energy away from you. You're giving more emotional energy to them. So they're taking the emotional energy from you and applying it elsewhere. They might have a new supply that they're applying your emotional energy that they're giving to you. They might be applying it somewhere else. And also, there could be a telltale sign that they have found a new supply or a backup supply, something like that. Because they're taking their emotional energy and giving it somewhere. They're not just storing it internally. Like, they're not just storing it internally, just like sitting there trying to have so much damn, they have so much emotional energy stored up that they're damn floating in the air with their legs crossed, like, you know, like they're meditating or some shit, like something like that. You know what I mean? They're not doing that. What they're doing is like taking their emotional energy and giving it elsewhere. They're not giving it to you. As I said, the highs and lows of this relationship, they keep you in it. They get you addicted to that person. You get addicted to that high you get from them. I understand it. I get it. Trust me. I understand it. I get it. I know how the mind of a narcissistic person works, because yes, I am a narcissistic person. I repeat this in all my videos. Hey, I'm a narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder. Blah, 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 blah. You get it. You understand it. So if you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people, understand that this is how our minds work. This is us in a nutshell and outside of a nutshell. You have to empower yourself, because the person you knew in the beginning was taking all the emotional energy from everywhere else in their life and love bombing you with it. They're like, okay. You know what I mean? They're giving you all that emotional energy. But now that they've got you, they don't have to work hard anymore. They're taking the emotional energy, their potential energy, and giving it back to other parts of their life, or giving it to a new supply. They're giving it to a new supply. And if they discard you for a new supply, they're love bombing a new supply. They're taking all the emotional energy from everywhere else, love bombing a new supply with it. So when you get in love bomb, it's hard to see. Now you like, now they're down, they look like the heart eyes emoji. And now you got the crying face emoji. So I know I've been using emotions and sounding stupid, but yeah, that's how it works though, y'all. I'm just trying to empower y'all. I hope y'all made it to the end of this video. But like, so, one last little shout out, live in-person meet and greet, Durham, North Carolina, July 23rd. Oh, the 20th, y'all. We got 3 days. July 23rd, 2022. Come to Durham, North Carolina. Me, Raw Motivations, Ben Taylor, a few other people. We got a lot of stuff going on, y'all. It's going to be super exciting. Come out, meet and greet in person. Just show up, y'all. And if you listen to this, listening to this on Apple Music or Spotify or whatever, hit that 5 stars for me. Amazon, hit that 5 stars for me. You know what I mean? I greatly appreciate it. I got like 609 good reviews on Apple Music and whatnot. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all, because as much as y'all say y'all learn from me, I promise you, I learn even more from you. Stay tuned for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace.